not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Welcome back to Will You Accept This Rosé? This is our third episode. It's called Battle of the Lukes. There's 15 guys left and no rose ceremony tonight.
Nobody goes home.
Ooh, we have to wait an entire week.
Oh, I hate that. Hate it.
Oh, and their first destination, they're at Newport, Rhode Island. I don't know where that is. Oh, I know where it is, but I don't know about it.
They stayed at Gurney's Hotel.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go there.
Is it because it's called Gurney's and you're a nurse?
No. No. Because they had pretty picturesque places.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Okay.
That's their whole idea, is to make people want to go visit these places.
True. I don't want to visit Rhode Island, though.
No?
No. Not after this episode. I mean, it is pretty. It's prettier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Not that I don't know, because it's just so small.
You don't want to go lobster.
Was that catching? From? Yeah, that was from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to go lobster catching, but I do want to try lobster.
Okay.
So next time you give us a gift card, Red Lobster.
Okay. not Rhode Island.
No.
That's all right. I can do that.
A little bit cheaper.
Yes. Because I hear Josh has lobster at least twice a month.
Twice a month. I guess from work.
I guarantee
I've never
it.
Fed him lobster before in my life. So
in your whole life?
In my whole life.
All right.
So what?
First thing was the group date.
No, one-on-one. First one, because there was two one-on-ones and one group date.
Oh, that's right. Okay, my bad.
So the first one-on-one was with Jed.
Yay, Jed.
We're rooting for him. He's still, is he, wait. Yeah, we said he was our top one, right?
Yeah.
I think so, still.
Still? All right.
And even after today, I'm like still really rooting for Mike to be the Bachelor next season.
Oh, no. Me too. unless they hit it off. We'll see.
So, I don't know. They should send a vote out for America.
I think they might. I think they do, depending on how many people comment on their stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got to go find them then.
Yes. And start saying, we root for. Yes. Vote for.
Mike.
Yes. Yes. They hear you. They hear us.
Yeah.
So Jed said, yes. He goes, if I had a tail, I would be wagging it right now when he found out he was that one-on-one.
Cute, right? when he found out he was the one. Aw. I know. He's shaking. A cutie. Him and Peter are cuties.
They are.
Like just the way they react and interact with Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to Boston at the Quincy Market. That's where they stopped off first.
Okay. Yeah. They walked in.
They kind of just roamed around. Mm-hmm. They really didn't see much there.
She was giving him details of the historic places that they walked by.
Her made up details. Her made up, what does she call? Historical facts.
Yes.
I think they all had to do with Benjamin Franklin or something.
And Thomas Edison?
Oh, yeah. Thomas Edison was on the one. I just remember they were,
Where did she get those from? She had to think way back. It's amazing what you could come up with.
On the spot?
Yes. Yep. One time we were walking downtown, me and my friend from nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking downtown and some tourist people asked us if we knew how to get to the Alamo. And being from San Antonio, I'm not going to say I don't, but I didn't.
I don't really think anybody.
So I gave them exactly the directions and how to get there. I said, go down two blocks, take a right, then take a left, and go straight for about three more blocks, and you'll hit it. And then they said, okay, again. I said, go down.
Let
two
me
blocks,
write this down.
Go down two blocks, take a right, keep going, take a left, whatever, and you'll be there. Keep going down, you'll see it. And my friend goes, I didn't know you knew how to get there. I said, I don't. I just said the same directions twice. I'm just hoping that when they get closer, that somebody else will give them better directions.
You should have like done the directions that you said to them and see where y'all ended up.
Right.
See what happened.
For real.
But then you probably would have seen those people again and be
You said it was around here, right?
Oh, I thought you meant this bar.
It's right. We're right here. It's like, it's around here somewhere.
The Alamo to me is something that you happen upon downtown.
Yes.
You pass and you're like, oh, there it is.
There it is. I know, right?
Oh, there it is. Oh, it's lit up. There it is.
No, but now I'm much better at directions to the Alamo.
I am not. I hate
driving. It's on Alamo.
No. The street. I mean, now we have GPS, so.
That's true. That's very true. Yes.
But Josh gets mad at me for that.
Yeesh, I know.
You need to learn the roads. No, I don't. I just need to have my phone charged all the time. Oh,
yeah, that's getting harder, right?
No, I keep a charger in my car now.
Yeah, but well. Okay.
So back to Jed.
Back to Jed. Sorry, we went off on a tangent.
So, yeah. So at the Quincy Market, they didn't do much.
Walked around.
Played with a hat. I didn't see them buy anything, so.
Is that where they took pictures together? Or was it later? There, right?
No, I think it was there.
There
was a little photo booth in the bar.
There was a little photo booth and they went in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cute.
That was cute, right? They took one of those little four pictures.
Yeah.
Really cute.
But I was like, you're supposed to save the kissing photo for the last one.
They started
not the
with
first
a kissing,
one.
They started with a kissing photo. They're cute. That's going to be nice memories for them to carry on.
Unless it's not nice memories.
Yeah.
At the end. Right.
So
after that, they went to the Cheers. Wait, it was a restaurant, right? Or a bar?
No, it's a bar. The good old Cheers bar.
Yeah.
That was neat.
I remember watching that show with y'all.
Yeah, that was a cool show. We really liked it. Ted Danson and Carla and there was, yeah.
I want to find out where they have any of the episodes.
And Kramer, what's his name? Yeah, where they have those? What do you mean?
I mean, like you can stream them.
Yeah, you can.
But on what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. They still show them. We should check.
I gotta
check.
They're
fun. They're fun. Diane.
Yeah. Because I remember laughing at those. I don't remember anything specifically.
And now I'm kind of like, I want to go see that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know it was like real cool. You could just go there and have a beer.
In the show, does it show? I know, right? Mm-hmm. In the show, does it show that they're in Rhode Island?
No. They're in Boston.
Oh, that's right. It was Boston.
Yes. They're in Boston. Yes, and it is Boston.
Okay.
Yep. It is all about Boston.
Now I need to go back and watch it because I vaguely remember it as a kid.
Yeah. And Ted Danson was supposed to be like a baseball player, you know, that couldn't play anymore or whatever. And he ended up buying a bar and that was the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's cute.
We'll have to revisit that.
Your dad likes that, so yes.
Yeah, I remember watching him it a lot with him.
Yep. So that was a cool little stop that they made. That was
Like those first two things that they did, I was like, this is a real normal date,
right?
Like
you could do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So anyway, but they actually left Los Angeles and finally made their first trip somewhere else.
Yeah.
So that's where they went.
Well, they went to Rhode Island and then they moved.
Yeah.
No, for the date they went to Boston.
Yeah. I guess it's really close.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think that. I don't know. I'm horrible at geography though, so.
So what else is in Boston?
Boston. That's where Jordan went to the game. Boston Red Sox versus Yankees.
Yep.
And he proposed to Megan.
Yep. That's right.
That's all I know about Boston.
I
know Boston is in Massachusetts.
Well, what about the Wahlbergs?
They are in Boston.
Yeah, and they have their hamburger place there. Drink. They should have gone there.
I know, right?
The Wahlbergs. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's another nice place to go.
So I guess we got to go to Boston.
Yes. Two reasons. And then they went to the Celtics.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
At that point, Josh was watching with us.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, it's Scary Terry. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
They had two basketball players.
I thought Scary Terry was from Rick and Morty.
I don't follow the Boston Celtics, not since a long time ago.
God, yeah,
the last one was Garnett, I think, was the last guy that I knew.
You're talking to the wrong person.
No.
I have no idea who anybody is on any team.
There was Bird and all the others.
But I remember Bird, okay. His name at least. Yeah. I don't remember he played for the Celtics.
Mm-hmm. He played for the Celtics.
They used to be Josh's favorite team.
Really?
But then I think all the his favorite guys got like traded or something.
Yeah. So, but that was kind of cool. That was cool too.
Yeah.
To go there and meet a couple of the players and get some advice from them.
I know. Who was it? Jaylen Brown, I think. Yeah, Jaylen Brown.
Yeah. They played some 2-on-2.
Yeah. She was cute in that jersey.
Yeah. They both look cute. I'm surprised they wore jeans and then the jersey.
Right.
I thought they were going to wear like
put
shorts.
Put shorts
like,
on. Yeah.
Yeah. Like go all out. Yeah. So they played 2-on-2, but they didn't play couples against the Celtics.
Yeah. It was one Celtic and one. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. And whoever was on her team was telling Jed, you better let her score.
Yeah. He just stopped completely. He's like, I'll stand here.
And she did. She kept shooting it off the backboard.
None of them missed. Like, I wanted to see all the takes where they missed. No. I'm like, show me the real stuff. Not
maybe
when
later.
They make it.
Yeah. At the end of the whole season, they'll show some bloopers.
Yeah. I love bloopers. Oh, so when they went to dinner after that, that's when Jed had a vulnerable talk with her, and he came forward about his intentions when he first started on the show.
Oh, that's right. It's kind of to promote his music, right?
Yeah. Which he wasn't that great at to begin with.
I know. Poor guy. I mean, you know, he's all right for a sing to me one-on-one, but I don't know about,
yeah,
you know, putting
I
it
think
out
he's
there.
Probably better as a songwriter.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
What do you think about that?
About him and then being honest about it?
I think that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even have to say anything.
I think that's the thing is that a lot of times the people that do sign up is to promote something.
Yeah, usually.
Themselves or whatever. Or even if it's just to be a reality star or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to promote themselves. So, yeah, they don't know. In fact, I don't even think that they know when they sign up who the bachelorette's going to be or if it's a girl's who the bachelor's going to be until the very end. And they tell them, okay, this is who it's going to be. And they're like, oh, yay. Or, oh man, I wanted so and so.
Right.
So,
or I wonder if they find out. Well, no, they can't. Right. I was like, wonder if they find out when everybody else finds out.
Yeah. No. I think they find out before. I think they do. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oops. Sorry.
So yeah. So that was an interesting. There was a lot of interesting talks on this episode.
A lot of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that was, I'm glad that Hannah appreciates when stuff like that happens, like when Jed comes forward and is honest and stuff, and she doesn't hold it against him.
Right. And that's the other thing, too, is that I think she, because she was on the other side, she knows both sides. She's able to
say. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Because she knows that there were girls there that weren't there for themselves. And
yeah.
There were girls. So same thing over here. You know it's going to be like that.
Has anybody ever come forward like that and said that their original intentions were not?
Not that I...
I was going to say, I feel like that's a first type of thing.
Yeah. Not that I can remember. No. Nope. So that was good, Jed. Good job.
So that was good. And then he got the rose at the end of the date. So.
He did get a rose. So there was one rose, one guy safe.
Yeah. Our guy's still there.
All right. Till next week.
Yeah, we only know.
Oh, we know.
We only know. Yeah, we only know who's actually gonna stay. We don't know who's going home yet.
Right, because they didn't have any rose ceremony at the end of this.
No rose ceremony.
Ugh.
What?
I know.
What? Is that normal?
No. Well, it happens every once in a while. It does happen every once in a while.
And they started at the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then. What was I gonna say? I don't even know. Chula.
Oh,
I've been saying
Chula.
I said it twice today. Josh was like, who? And I said Chula. And he's like, I was like, oh, I mean a little bit. Bitskis, yes, Chula.
So then her next date was a group date. And she called, but they called out Mateo and Devin. I was like, hey guys.
They're in.
I remember your names. You're in. Let's see what you can do.
But all the rest of the
really
guys
hear, yeah, I didn't really hear after
went
that.
On a group date.
Yeah, except for one. 13 guys.
13 guys on a group
13
date.
13 guys on a group date.
Ay, 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 ay.
And they played rugby.
Is it rugby?
Yeah, it was rugby.
Or rugsby?
No.
It's rugby?
I'm pretty sure it's rugby.
Okay, I don't know.
Did I say that it was rugby last time?
I think you did.
Boom. And you told me I was wrong.
I said, no.
Uh-huh.
Did I? Rugsby. Is nope. That a name?
Cul-de-sac or cul-de-sac?
Cul-de-sac.
Come on, this is in Gilmore Girls.
Wait, Chihuahua.
Nope. Did you know the plural of cul-de-sac is cul-de-sac? Anyways.
So 13 guys go on a group date.
Yeah.
Playing rugby.
A full contact sport.
It got physical.
And Luke Pete was invited on that date. Ooh. So you know something was going to go down.
Mm-mm. So they were divided. It seemed like they had either 5 and 5 or 6 or 6.
Okay, so no, it was probably 6 and 6 because Dustin stood out on the bench.
Okay.
He didn't play.
He didn't play.
So it had, okay. Since it was 13 guys, it had to be 6 and 6, okay. For 12 to play.
He sat out and said, I'll sit out, guys.
I know, right? I'm good, thanks.
I volunteer to be out.
Yeah. Woo.
We got another
ambulance
call.
Yep. Two episodes in a row.
This time for
Kevin.
Got his shoulder.
Yeah, he injured his shoulder. Do you remember what he said?
Something about his.
It was a fake word. It wasn't really fake. It was medical.
Plexiglass. Solar plex.
Glad you're not a doctor.
I don't remember what he said, but I remember the word plex in there.
Yeah. I don't. It was a really long word.
Yeah. He bruised it or sprained it. That's what it was. And it was his right shoulder. So in there. He was all taped up.
So. And he didn't show back up until... I don't know, what do you call
cocktail
it?
Cocktail party or what? No.
No, it was like when all the guys
come back around,
sit down and talk to her and stuff like that at the end of their date, at the end of the group date.
Poor guy.
He finally, he showed up and he was all bandaged up.
Because they were playing hard.
Yeah.
They were playing hard.
They're guys.
Yeah. They were playing.
Even though a lot of these guys are gentlemen, they're guys.
Even the ones I thought were not going to be so tough.
I know.
Were tough. I mean, I was surprised.
What's it? Dylan. Dylan came to play, man.
He was playing hard.
I want to know if he ever played in... you know who he reminds me of now?
Who?
Zac Efron.
Ah, yeah, he does.
Just his... It's a pretty boy look.
Yep.
Is what I've... We're starting to get Dylan's vibe now, you guys.
Yep. And he played hard.
Playing good. Yeah, I know, right?
Zac Efron would play hard. Yes, because he was too pretty boy. We were like, what's up with him?
Yep.
Like, yep. So
he came to play for sure. I was like, hey.
He's a tech entrepreneur from San Diego, California.
And he's 24.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if he played any
sports.
Yeah.
Who else were you surprised at that played pretty well? I mean, even Luke S., I thought, was playing hard.
Yeah.
Right?
I was not surprised that Luke P. was...
going hard.
Extremely rough.
Yes. Yes. He said he was going to do whatever it took.
Yeah.
To win.
Even though he was tired, he was never going to
stop
fighting or whatever he said.
Mm, it was crazy. It was crazy, y'all. You should have seen. And then, of course, the way that the cameras get him, where they always show him when he's got this crazy look on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like... spitting out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the whole thing was blood, sweat, and tears. She's like, okay,
cheer. Right.
Yeah. And everybody was, yes, blood, sweat, and tears.
So on to the 80% of the show, Luke P versus Luke S.
Mm-hmm. Hence our title.
Yeah. Battle of the Lukes.
Battle of the Lukes.
So what I saw, I mean, because we rewound it for a few times.
I know. It took us, I don't know, what is a regular show up? 2 hours? And it takes us like 3 hours to watch it? Yes.
Probably. And we skipped the commercials, y'all. So that's got to tell you something.
Pretty bad. Yes. Let's see that again. Let's look at that again.
So Luke P basically speared Luke S to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then just walked away. Mm-hmm. And then Lucas was like, what the hell was that?
Right.
And that's pretty much all I saw.
I had to bleep it out. Okay.
Right.
So he was like, what the heck? Yeah. What the bloop is that? What the bleep is that? They take off or whatever. Then somebody scores and it's the final. Mm-hmm. And Luke's team wins.
Luke P.
Luke P's team wins. It was green against blue. And then I don't know what happened, but the Lukes were next to each other.
On the sideline,
Luke P body slammed Luke S. Mm-hmm. Picked him up, threw him down. And
yeah, it wasn't just a spear. He picked him up.
He picked him up, threw him down. Right. And then Luke S lost his breath. And the guys, I didn't see it. It wasn't on camera. But Dustin said,
because Dustin was the one on the sidelines,
right?
He wasn't playing.
He said that he kneed him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, he said that was just unnecessary roughness. And the game was over. So that was a lot of the rest of the show.
Yes. It was Hannah getting down to the bottom of everything. Mm-hmm. It was Luke S's word against Luke P's word. Yep. But then all the other guys were right there along Luke S, and Luke P's twisting everything around. And
yep.
I don't know. I told you something was going to be wrong with that boy.
And she did. She would go back and forth between the two. She went to speak to one, went to speak to the other, went back and spoke to the other, back and forth. And then at the end of the episode, she had both of them sitting there talking.
She said, that's how it ended. She's like, I want to get to the bottom of this, and I want to hear y'all two talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And then we'll find out next time, I guess.
We'll find out next week. Yep. But
the only people, I mean, aside from her one-on-ones, the only people from the group date that didn't put it about the Lukes was Garrett and Peter, I think. Because Garrett told her that he's crushing on her.
Yeah.
And Peter, of course, didn't say anything.
Mateo's.
The only thing that I saw from Mateo or Devin was the fact that their names were called
again,
out.
Right? They're playing the middle.
Just their freaking names, man.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't see them do much of anything.
Yep.
Again.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Y'all are going home for sure.
We don't have enough. We don't know you by now.
I know.
Right? Golly. Even John Paul Jones played low. Well, he played hard, but he wasn't in the middle.
Excessive, yeah.
Yep. Devin was quiet. Dustin stood up and just told her what he saw. The other guys think that Luke P is crazy.
They keep calling him a psychopath in this episode.
They literally think he's crazy and there's something wrong with him. Just because he doesn't know how to control play, he goes and he's like, "No, it's rugby, and that's what you're supposed to do."
Right.
I get that, but
excessively.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. And I don't know. My whole thing with him was, I forgot.
Too good to be true.
Yeah.
Too good to be true. Like everything at the beginning. But going to Kiss Count.
Oh, yeah.
He's still stuck at 5.
He hasn't gotten any.
And since the first episode. So Connor didn't get any, but he caught up
last episode. And then Peter got some, right? Peter's at 5 now.
Yep. Yep. And Tyler moved up. He's at 7 now.
Oh, yeah. Well, because he was a one-on-one.
Right, because he was a one-on-one.
What's Jed at then?
Jed is at 5. Oh, no, that's Peter. I'm sorry. Where's Jed? Jed's at 3 plus.
Did you add his from today?
No. Did he get in today?
Yeah.
Yes.
He had
You
didn't catch those?
I guess I didn't. I'd have to go back and check that out and add to his. But he wasn't a one-on-one. He was a one-on-one.
That's why I'm like, oh. And for sure, he got one in the photo booth.
Yeah.
So that's 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he's at least at 5.
Okay. So he's up there. But that, which was, to me, kind of good. It was like she only kissed a couple of guys.
A few guys, yeah.
Yeah. So she's limiting herself to who, what, where, and why, and when. And it's not just a thank you kind of kiss. Like she's starting to see who she's developing feelings for now.
Real feelings, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was another thing. She was really into her emotions today.
Okay.
Anyways.
Still talking about the takedown, the fight, the guys, Luke P's team. Even they thought he was too aggressive. They thought he took the blood, sweat, and tears.
Literally.
to them. Yep, to the maximum.
Those Grant's words.
Mm-hmm. Peter said he was too aggressive. That's what he was. Peter's words.
Yeah, and in Luke's episode, he said, "Heaven forbid somebody actually gets hurt from his aggressiveness." I don't remember what he said on that.
Yeah, he was.
But he made a comment too before.
He's very outspoken. He was saying everything he thought.
He's a political consultant.
I know.
He was. I noticed that this
time, right?
Yeah, I was like,
the way he was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep.
Just his demeanor too. Just I don't know, but he does cuss a lot. For
not a lot. Mike cusses a lot.
Mike only cusses a lot to the boys though.
Bleep bleep bleep.
He cusses when he's a look bro in that mode.
Yes, right. It's cute. I mean, a smile. I just want to know who has a better smile, Mike or Hannah.
Oh, they both have pretty big mouths.
They both have pretty smiles. Who has the best one? I just want them to stand there for like awkward pauses, smiling and smiling and smiling and smiling and then ding, like,
I don't know.
Like,
I think Mike does. I mean, just looking at their pictures on the board right now.
Yeah, but Hannah's not doing a big smile like she normally does.
That's true.
Picture right there. Mike either. It's normal, but yes.
That's her beauty queen smile.
Yes.
Like this. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-mm. So yeah, I think they should do that. Have a little stare off smile.
A smile off.
Smile off. Speaking of stare offs.
What? Oh, Luke versus Luke?
Yes.
Was that, but that was that.
That was there. It was in the, when they all came back, right? To talk, sit down and talk.
I thought that was at the cocktail hour with everybody. At the end. Because she still had her one-on-one with Tyler.
Yeah.
The next day. And then I think that's because this Luke battle drew out for the entire show.
The rest of it. The rest of the episode. Yeah, they did.
So I'm pretty. Yeah. So I think that their stare down.
Because that's right. Because Luke was trying to explain himself.
Right.
And in explaining himself.
You got to use last initials in this one because it's Luke versus Luke.
Yeah, because Luke P was trying to explain himself to the rest of the guys and he was just getting all his words jumbled up. And they just stopped believing what he was saying. You could tell away. So they started standing up and walking off. Like, I'm not going to sit around and listen to this.
Right.
Got up, walked. Everybody was leaving. The only person that stayed
was Lucas.
And there was a stare down between the two Lukes.
I'm really curious to see how they interact with each other in front of her. And I want to know if that was her idea. If she was like, you know what? I'm not going to get to the bottom of this unless I see both of them talk to each other.
I would have done that for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's the only way sometimes you can get to the bottom of things is everybody hear the same thing.
Instead of going back and forth. Yeah.
Waste your time doing that.
No. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, I'm not a fan of, I have never been a fan of Luke, but I know she liked him a lot. And apparently she still had really hard feelings for him because she was taking that pretty hard. And she said that.
Yeah. She said, she said that her feelings for him was probably a bit stronger than all the rest of them. So we were like, what?
I was like, still? Yep. Jed, Hannah, hello.
Jed or Peter. We're okay with
Peter. Peter's a cutie.
Mike.
I like Mike, but he's Kevin, my bachelor next.
Tyler.
He's my next bachelor.
Dylan might be a good bachelor. Kevin.
Nah.
No? You don't think so?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen too much of Kevin yet.
Except Mateo.
Devin or Mateo? Definitely. I don't even know who those guys are. Still. And I only know that they're one of those because I'm like, okay, I don't know, recognize that guy. So that must be one of them.
Jolly.
Okay, so jump back to her last one-on-one was with Tyler C.
Yes.
And that's when she was already crying at the dock.
Yeah. It was the next morning, so she was supposed to go on her one-on-one with Tyler C. And she was still upset from the night before and how things were going and how everything got out of hand. And she didn't want to even go on the date. I mean, it's like she said, I don't want to even see anybody.
She wanted it to be happy and she wasn't feeling happy. So
she wants to give everybody her best Hannah. And she said, I'm not able to do it.
Who said that? I don't want your best. He did. Mm-hmm. Tyler.
Tyler did. He says, you know, I just want the real you, whatever it is.
Lows and highs.
Mm-hmm. He goes, that's what, you know, we what we live with or whatever.
He was surprisingly good at talking to her when she was like that for a guy.
Yeah. And she was surprised as well.
That's true.
Not just us, but she was. She told him, I thought you were just a player.
Yeah. She was like, to be completely honest, I totally thought you were a player and I didn't know what your intentions were.
And I was looking at his reactions when she said that, and he wasn't like, yeah, that's me. I am. No, he was kind of like, good. I'm glad you don't see that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't. I was looking at his face. He didn't have like a shocked reaction or anything. Yeah. So I wonder if he really was a player. Like, that used to be me. But right now, nah.
Maybe. He's 26. Contractor. / dancer. /
what?
No, I'm saying that. Because he's the one that at the beginning, he did the, what's that?
Robot?
Not the robot, but I'm saying.
I don't know. Your arms were doing that.
I know, because he's, I'm doing, from that movie. Where he dances.
Oh, Footloose.
Footloose. So he was a contractor doing Footloose things. And he goes, yeah, I want to.
I feel like a contractor can't be a player because he doesn't have that much time.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like they're always busy. Who knows?
He's free right now.
Well, not really.
Yeah.
I don't know. He could be. When did this end?
I know, right? A couple months ago. Yep, I think so.
On their date was the one where they went to catch lobsters, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He looked like he had done that before,
I don't know,
too.
Man. Let me see.
Literally just watched the show.
I know. Yes. Right?
Yes, he was. He was the one she caught lobsters with.
Okay.
Because they were at the dock. So they went on a boat and then caught lobsters.
Yeah, that was
picking fun. Up the traps.
And she really looked like she, well, you say he looked like he did it before.
Because when he was like putting the rope on the pulley and I was like, okay, I didn't even know that was supposed to go there. So
do that. Yeah. And then the way she picked him up,
yeah,
I would have been like, yeah. So I she just was holding like, it.
How do you hold this?
And now you want to eat lobster?
Yeah, I want to try lobster.
Oh, I just can't see them boiling those poor things.
That's sad.
Can't see it.
Eat meat.
I mean, yeah, I know, but it's like I'm alive and I'm dead.
That's everything you eat, literally.
I'm alive and I'm dead.
That's even your salad.
No, it's still alive in me. Salads live on.
It's the cycle, you know.
So I don't know.
Salads live on.
Don't they nourish us? I don't know.
No.
No.
Maybe. I don't know. Sure. Why not?
Sure.
You're the nurse.
In my mind, salads live on.
Okay.
But obviously lobsters don't. They get boiled to death.
So if you eat the lobster doesn't live on inside you either?
See, I mean, because like we're eating a fresh salad, but we don't eat fresh spinach. I mean, like if you boil the spinach.
Spinach or lobster?
It's dead. Like, if you cook spinach, it's dead.
So as long as you eat a salad that's not cooked.
It's fresh.
Does anybody cook salads?
No. That's why it's alive. Because it's not cooked. See, it's fresh.
All right. Moral of the story, salads live on. Got it.
Salads live on.
Yes. So anyways, they went lobster catching. That was pretty cool. I wouldn't lobster catch, but I would eat lobster. But I need the lobster already be
cooked.
No, well, yeah, that too.
Peeled?
Yeah.
Cracked?
I don't think I could get to the meat.
I must say that the Red Lobster commercials do look scrumptious, delicious.
Because they stick it in that butter. Mm-hmm. And the butter goes.
Yeah. Yes. So that does look good, but I've never tried it myself. Unless you want to call crab meat inside the
sushi.
Not the sushi, but those crab ragoons.
You know, it's lobster and crab are not the same thing.
Oh. Sorry, I'm just not good at
seafood. Is seafood, right?
Sorry. Never mind. God dog Texas.
Right, really. Okay. Back to Tyler C.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just call him Tyler now since Tyler G left?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Yes.
So Tyler, they went lobster catching and then they ate, I think, first, and then they went to a concert.
Yeah.
But at their dinner, lunch, whatever, mm-hmm. He had a vulnerable talk with her, and he was telling her about his dad and how mm-hmm. he didn't think that he was going to go on the show still.
Yeah.
Because his dad got really sick and hospitalized and in a coma 2 months before.
Yep. Yep. Like pretty bad.
Yeah.
He was signing off all his paper stuff, wills or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they didn't think he was going to make it, but then he started getting better. And that was something that they really enjoyed doing together, was watching The Bachelorette.
And that his dad's a real big fan of Hannah.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, good.
I
was like,
oh, so I wonder if he makes it to home.
I know. That's why I'm like, okay, now he has to meet Hannah.
I know, right?
Right. Aww.
So she's had a bunch of good conversations with the guys that are, I guess, the front runners.
Yeah. And so she said that in that point, during that time, that's why she felt, okay, this is why you can talk to me and make me feel better, yeah. because you've already gone through this kind of ups and downs with your dad. You know how to say and
it's not deal even, with and it. Then, and that's
didn't affect
a worse, yeah, yeah. That's a harder time right. to go through.
Exactly. So he's been through tougher times. So this was like nothing.
Yeah.
He's like, no, we're going to be all right.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Good.
So that was a good talk. And then they went to a Jake Owen concert.
Yay.
And I'm pretty sure, I know Jake Owen.
I Was Made for You, his song that he sang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, like when he came out, I was like, I can't think of any of his songs.
Pretty voice.
He has a pretty mm-hmm. voice. I don't remember his face though. But anyways. Mm-mm. And so they danced in front of everybody, which I think that's always weird in The Bachelor, Bachelorette. When they have concerts with people and then they just dance in front of them and like make out.
Okay, guys. Kissed.
Yeah. So what's Tyler's count at?
Yeah, it moved up.
Oh, yeah. You said 7.
Where is he? Yeah, it moved up because he was the beginning of the date, the middle of the date, the end of the date. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, it moved up.
So he had a good date with her, a good one-on-one date. And then, of course, he got the rose.
Mm-hmm.
So we know Tyler's moving on. Jed's moving on. And
that's it.
No, there was a third one.
There was a third one. Who did I miss?
Who got the rose?
Oh, I know who got the rose.
Garrett.
Yep. Garrett got the rose. Yeah, that's right. So those three. Yeah. Why did Garrett get it?
He had a good talk with her, too. He was more open.
Yeah.
He was the one he was telling her that he was crushing on her. And
yeah. They've been using that word a lot. So I
crushing.
Could, yeah. Like, well, crushing. I'm crushing on you. And then he said, you're crushing that dress.
Oh, yeah. And
That was Tyler. You're crushing that dress. Garrett said, I'm crushing on you. So that word.
Tyler said, you're dangerous in black.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I think. Oh, I don't.
He's been there, and he makes comments on her.
She was wearing a sweater, and a sweater was kind of silly to me, like the design.
Before, earlier?
When they were
the blue and white one?
Or black
kind
and white.
Of a pattern?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't remember, because I was trying to remember what outfit he was talking about, and I was like, I don't remember it was a fancy outfit. I did like her sleek black dress at the cocktail hour.
Yeah.
That was a nice one.
Pretty.
Yeah. He always, you said he always comments on her.
Yeah,
he does.
I know. I'm
outfits.
Surprised. Yep. That's nice.
That's nice.
That is nice.
My husband needs to do that.
Yeah, you want guys.
Although I don't dress up. So.
Yeah, your little t-shirt mermaid t-shirt is really cute.
Those shorts with the paint on
it black.
Those shorts with the paint on it are perfect. Good job, babe.
But yeah, guys do need to say that. Okay, so then maybe girls need to dress up a little bit more sometimes.
I'm pretty sure most of them do, just like not us.
All right, so
at least when we dress up, guys need to say that.
They're like, can I say something? Should I speak? Can I speak?
Anyways.
Yikes. Yeah, just say something nice to your girl.
I know, right? Although none of the guys are probably listening to this.
But the girls are like, yes.
They're like, yep. Mm-hmm. And then they pause it and then they show their dude. And
yeah,
like,
listen to this part. Yes. Yes. Do that.
It's not just me telling you, okay?
Yes. San Antonio's telling. Mexicanos.
No. Don't shout them out.
We still haven't met them.
Mm-mm. All right. So then going back to the rose ceremony. That's when things got more heated because, okay, so to me, Luke P was just like saying something in front of the guys and then going off and saying something different to Hannah.
Okay, but on his side, she asked him at the last time, the last episode, to fix it, which was not to get into, not to push himself on her. It's what I was taking. You know how he kept right. trying to push himself into situations everything. And she was like, I'll be with you. I'm sure.
I'm calling my own shots. Yes. Yeah.
So he did that. He fixed that. He didn't. He stayed back.
Right.
He did not.
But I think that's just getting to him.
What is getting to him?
The fact that he can't do that. Yeah. So his outlet is another way.
Yeah. So he stayed back. He did not push himself on her. And he just did his thing and he sat on his own or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he didn't do that. But the things that he did do, I mean, not necessarily.
It's like she's going to have to keep asking him to change something every time.
Yeah, right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, at this point, it's just that's just not him. So.
Yeah. That's what we were saying. It's just not him. Like you said the last time, this might not be the situation for him to find somebody. Between the two Lukes.
Uh-huh.
When he sat down and talked to Hannah, Luke S, and they were going back and forth talking about their character, because he said that that's a big thing about me is my character.
Yeah.
And he said that he was raised by two social workers. Mm-hmm. And so he goes, I would never, like...
He had the utmost moral integrity and,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. He goes, so, I mean, it's easy for us because we're on this side and we see everything. But for her not to see everything, to just trust him or whatever, but
yeah, I don't know. Whose side are you on?
Of the Lukes?
Yeah, battle of the Lukes.
I think she should do what she did the last time with the two guys that
geared them both.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah,
I believe Luke S, and it sucks that he's in this position, but mm-hmm. I'm like, bye both of y'all.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yep.
She doesn't want any part of that. So why keep them? Why keep either of them around?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so you know how they do a preview at the end. So we were rewinding and pausing and slow mo forwarding and
To try to see
who was standing there,
because we didn't get to see a ceremony, so yeah. we don't know who made it.
But the editors are pretty good, so yes. we couldn't tell anything.
Exactly. All the guys that were there were the regular guys that we saw, but we could not see Luke P, Luke S, or even Mike. We didn't see Mike.
Yeah.
So, we don't know.
I don't think she'll send home Mike yet.
Not yet. No.
Because she might have two group dates that day. Okay. So.
But there was a lot of guys on that group date.
Yeah. Well, she only had one.
Yeah.
Oh, on the one that was shown.
The one that's coming up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, unless she does, you know what they like to do sometimes? Is they like to do a one-on-one, a group date, and then a two-on-one. And on the two-on-one...
Oh, yeah. One of them goes home.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Ooh, what if she does both Lukes on the date?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you recognize when that normally comes into play, the two-on-ones?
Usually around... Yeah. Usually
around this time?
Around this time. And it's usually two people who have trouble with each other.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, they kind of let them go... They kind of let them go at it. So maybe that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe she's going to have her one-on-one, her group date, and then the two Lukes will go on a two-on-one.
She's like, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Send them both home on a two-on-one. Yeah.
She could do that, too. She could do whatever.
Has that ever happened?
I don't know. I can't.
Have they sent both of them?
I don't know. Can't say for sure. I think so.
Yeah.
I think, yep. I think one of the guys sent two girls home, I think. And we were like, yay, because they were horrible, both of them. But
let's see.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see.
It's going to be another good one.
Yeah, because she still likes Luke.
I know. I can't believe it. Of course, she doesn't see what we see mm-hmm. when he's with the guys.
It's going to be interesting when they have the final rose, or after the final rose, when they have all the guys sit down and talk to. That's going to be interesting, too, when they have that talk with, and everybody's going to talk about Luke P.
Yep, let's see.
Yep.
I'm for sure that he's not going to last through the whole thing.
They're going to talk about Luke.
She's going to get rid of him at one point.
They're going to talk about Mateo, and they're going to talk about
Devin. Who? Why did you even invite them?
We needed more guys. Jeez.
Okay, so one thing we didn't talk about is Peter asked her to be his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. that's right. And so, and she said yes. He goes, look, I know that you're still dating 14 other people, but that's okay.
He's like, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. So she's like, okay. And he goes, has anybody else asked you?
She nope, said, you're the first one.
Okay, good. That counts for something.
She's, yeah. She's like, newsflash, I have a boyfriend. I'm dating Peter.
Peter's my boyfriend.
She's like, along with other 14 other guys.
He's too cute. Oh, yeah, this is a weird situation.
Yeah. Oy. So our front runners are still Jed first. Mm-hmm. I think Peter second still. Mm-hmm. And then Mike for sure. Nobody's come in otherwise, really.
What about Tyler?
He's all right. I don't know. There's just something about him that I'm like,
he's not too happy with.
How old is he?
26.
26. He's a rune.
Yeah. Garrett. She liked, I mean, she, who was the one that she said, finally you said something to me and I was hoping that you would, I've been trying to get you to speak up.
Garrett.
Was it Garrett?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's why she kissed him.
I haven't seen Grant come into play with her. Just he got more airtime because of the guys this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's getting hurt in the next episode by...
Oh, yeah. Peter was spearing him, I think. We think it's Grant. We're not entirely sure.
And we think it's in Scotland.
They were all wearing kilts. Mm-hmm. And they had bagpipes. Yep. And it looked international.
Mm-hmm. So, to be determined, to be seen.
Yep. So, it just ended with her sitting both of them down and no rose ceremony. Ugh.
We're like, no.
So, we'll have to come back on that.
Yep.
Next Monday.
Yep. All right. So,
Today we tried Stella Rosa Black.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
The smell of it smelled stronger. I thought it was going to be more bitter.
Right.
When I tasted it, it was still
sweet
and fruity, and it tastes like a sangria to me.
Well, Yeah.
Like, yep. Good. So it tastes.
Yeah. It's real purple.
Yeah.
Like when you look at it, real deep purple. Yep. And then when I tried it, it tasted real grapey.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be stronger because it's called black.
Right. So the Stella Rosas, y'all, they're all sweet.
Yeah.
If
you're a sweet wine person, definitely pick one of those up.
Yep. You can try any of them. Any of them, you'll probably like them. I know everybody has their own taste with wines, but
I think the line is called El Cante. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you say it like that. Say it in el Spanish.
Cante. Yeah. El Cante. I don't know.
So, I mean, that's all there. I don't know if their other ones are, but we just tried the El Cante ones. And they've all been good. Black's not my favorite, but it's not bad.
I like it.
I like it still, too.
What's your favorite so far?
I don't know.
We should take a second round of all of them.
Yeah. I like all of them.
I don't know. I kind of like this one.
I like all of them. This one, I think it's just because it's...
Why?
Grape juice. That's what I think.
What do you think of? Let me see. Let's see. Yeah.
Like an alcoholic grape juice is what I... Yeah. We need to use this as a...
Communion.
Yeah.
Wine for communion. I know, right? Yep. It's good.
It's good. Don't get me wrong. It's good. I'd drink it again, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah. You know it's not grape juice.
Right.
But it's, yeah.
You can taste the wine taste, but it definitely tastes like grape.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. So I just thought it was going to have a different taste because it was called black.
Yeah, maybe, me too. Maybe. I thought it was going to be more bitter for sure.
Yep. But okay.
So yeah. So then stay tuned next Monday for Let's See Who Goes Home. Mm-hmm. And then let's see how that Luke versus Luke conversation goes. That sounded good.
Okay.
Okay.
So what were you saying?
So
still tune in next week. Spoon in next week.
Is there going to be a blooper reel? What are we doing next week?
We're spooning in next week.
Okay. All right. We haven't even finished a bottle either.
Wow, was. It's only one.
It's only one.
Yes. All right.
So until next time, will you accept this rosé?
I will. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody